Let's go to John S. Doyle now for another look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
RTE is back on the front pages. The Irish Examiner leads with a report that the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has said that RTE must prove it deserves a €55.5 million bailout before any extra money is allocated. There is alarm within government, says the Irish Daily Mail, at the scale of the bailout requested by RTE and the pace of reform, as well as deepening concern over the drop in numbers paying the licence fee. RTE staff are described in the Irish Independent's lead story as being furious and shocked after it emerged that the pay of top executives at the broadcaster rose by 10% last year, while the station recorded a deficit of €2.8 million. On an inside page, the Independent explains that the former executive team took a 10% pay cut in 2020, but this was reversed from the end of August last year. The head of the National Union of Journalists in Ireland, Seamus Dooley, is quoted as saying that the 10% pay cut for executives had not been presented as a temporary reduction. Ryan Tuberty, the former RTE presenter, meanwhile, is the lead story for the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, following his appearance on Chris Evans's radio show in London yesterday. Evans claimed Tubbs was window shopping for jobs in London after his axe, the Sun says. In the Irish Times lead story, Arthur Beasley reports that the Dublin airport operator DAA has been told its bid to buy land between the airport runways is not acceptable and therefore rejected. Brothers Ulick and Des McAvady and three co-owners put the 105-hectare land bank in the centre of airport grounds up for sale in May, hoping to raise €210 million, the paper says. A successful DAA bid would block another party from taking control of lands crucial to its long-term growth. Proposed new speed limits are broadly welcomed in editorials in The Independent and Examiner. It's a necessary development, says The Examiner. Reflecting on the 128 deaths on the roads so far this year, The Independent says there is a simple reality here. We all must slow down. Elsewhere in The Independent, Senan Maloney reports the response to the proposed speed limits of Kerry Independent TD Danny Healy-Ray. He said a slowdown would turn every vehicle into a tractor. They will be piling up on top of each other. There is much attention for a new record from the Rolling Stones, their first studio album of original music for 18 years, which is due out next month. Simon Costins in The Sun says, I'm happy to report that the album's first mouth-watering taste, the single Angry, is a high-octane blast, complete with what Keith Richards describes as a damn funky riff. The visit of the Taoiseach Micheál Martin to the Middle East gets much coverage. The Times highlights his urging the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to hold elections soon in the Palestinian territories after a 15-year gap. The Times letters page carries a letter under the headline The True Cost of Extreme Wealth. The signatories include a Minister of State, some TDs and MEPs, as well as the economist Thomas Piketty, the US Senator Bernie Sanders and the musician Brian Eno. The names of the vast number of other signatories, including people who call themselves patriotic millionaires, can be found on the paper's website. Their letter begins, "The accumulation of extreme wealth by the world's richest individuals has become an economic, ecological and human rights disaster, threatening political stability in countries all over the world." The writers call on the G20 countries to enact new tax regimes that eliminate the ability of the ultra-rich to avoid paying their dues.